A good Erev Shabbos. Today is not Friday. Today, of course, is Erev Shabbos Kodesh. A very special Shabbos. Every Shabbos is a special Shabbos. We're all connected to our people. Our people need all of our tefillos. We need Shabbos. And we're turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsor, Mendy and Tipor Fishman, the Kishkai, Yechid Ashtabar, Shalom, Mendy, Rabbi John, and Jack, Rabbi Yaakov, C. Ben, David, Aryeh. I want to talk to you today about, a little bit about, learning about some aspect of Shabbos that we don't think about. There's an aspect of Shabbos called Shabbos Menucha. We think about the refraining from creative labor on Shabbos. We think about the prohibition against doing labor on Shabbos. And that's accurate. And that's true. There is a prohibition on Balacha. You can't do the 39 creative labors on Shabbos. We translate it today. You can't get in a car. You shouldn't use electricity. But you can't cook and sow and winnow and plant and plow and so on and so forth. But there's another component. Not only the list of don't do. Not only that which is prohibited, the 39 categories of creative labor. But the Pasuk tells us in Shmos Perachav Gimel, Sheshes Yamim Ta'aseh Ma'asecha, six days, do your work. Ovayom Ashvi Tishbos, on the seventh day, Tishbos, rest. Leman Yanuach, so that your ox and your animal, V'inafish Ben Amasecha V'hager, everything will be refreshed. Leman Yanuach, Tishbos, there is a positive commandment of Tishbos. The positive commandment of Tishbos is a positive obligation to rest. There's not just the negative mitzvah not to do creative labor. There is a positive mitzvah to rest. Not just refrain from labor, but rest. What does it mean to rest? What does it mean to fulfill the mitzvah of menucha? We say in our tefillah on Shabbos, we say in the Kiddush, that part of the day is all about menucha. It's about finding and attaining and experiencing and feeling a healthy sense of rest. Leman yanuach, menuchas ava, menuchas nadava, menuchas emes, menucha. It's a true menucha, a real rest, a giving rest. It's an authentic rest. It's a refreshing rest. So what's rest? Is rest just the absence of action? Is rest just not working? There's something so much more. The commentaries derive all of this from what Shabbos is all about. God created the world for 6 days, and on the seventh day, He created something more. What did He create? How did creation continue into the seventh day? If the seventh day, He was no longer doing work. And the answer is, He created something called rest. Rest is not just the absence of work. Rest is not just the cessation of something. Rest is not just the stopping of something. There's something actually proactive. There's something positive. There's something called rest, menucha. Menucha is something, it's a form of work. We work to rest. That's what rest is. We're working to rest. We're working to be still. We're working to surrender. We're working to submit. We're working for calm. We're working for tranquility. We're working for peace. We're working for bittul. We're working for oneness. It's not just a rest, which is the absence of work. It's a rest, which is a real menucha, which is a real and a true and a genuine rest. It's what Shabbos is all about. I'll tell you why this is very much resonating for me, because I was in New York this week. We had an incredible fly-in, and then Baruch Hashem, beautiful simcha on Tuesday night, was scheduled to come back Wednesday morning. I won't go through all the gory details now. I boarded a plane at 10 a.m. Then after getting on three separate planes and sitting on planes for 8 or 9 or 10 hours, got absolutely nowhere, didn't get back until Thursday. It was a crazy day. Baruch Hashem with Emunah, it was all part of Hashem's adventure, and it was no problem whatsoever. A Jew, a Yid, is never stuck. We're just baderech, where we're meant to be. However, that constant effort, spent a day and a half trying to be in movement, a day and a half trying to travel, a day and a half trying to be baderech to get back, a day and a half trying to journey. And then Shabbos comes, and there's rest. There's menucha. Stillness, stillness. And after a week in which it was so hard to travel and to journey and to move, to be able to embrace the tranquility and the serenity of stillness, of menucha. That's menuchas ava nedava. That's menuchas emes v'emuna. That's menuchas shlema. That's a menucha that's real, that's authentic, that's genuine. It's not just I stop working. It's not just I stop moving. Menucha stillness is not just when you stop moving. Stillness is when you lean into being still, when you lean into stopping to move, the tranquility and the peace and the calm to reflect on everything that was and to plan for everything that will be and to experience and lean in and be fully present for being still. There is nowhere to go. I'm not trying to be in movement. I'm not trying to get somewhere. I'm not trying to achieve or accomplish. I'm not trying to take off or land. I'm not trying to get that last seat. I'm still. It's Shabbos. Bas Shabbos, Bas Menucha. Shabbos comes, and with it brings a menucha. With it comes a real and a genuine and a true menucha. Ravitcher Meyer in his beautiful Sefer Bayam Darkecha on Shabbos, he says, Zia menucha hamitis. This is the only true and real and lasting menucha. Yakiru vanecha v'yedu ki me'itcha hi menucha sam. Real menucha, we say in our davening, we say, Yakiru vanecha v'yedu, our children should see and know, ki me'itcha, from you Hashem comes menucha. Menucha is not from ourselves. It's not just I'm still. Menucha is not just a really good shluff on the couch or in our bed, record-setting amounts of time we sleep. Menucha is not just charcuterie boards and scotch and wine and tequila. Menucha is not chitzonius bilvad. It's not external. Elabika menucha pnimius. Menuchas nefesh shama min abotech. It's an inner menucha. V'chedvas lev ha'oy v'adavak v'oshar ha'adam shezuch l'ezbat al-abore. It's when a yid surrenders and submits to Hashem and says, Hashem, all week long I'm in movement. All week long I'm in motion. All week long I'm trying to catch that flight. But Shabbos comes menucha. Shabbos, I'm bittel. There is no one and nothing but you. And to demonstrate that and to exhibit that, I'm still. I am absolute and utterly still. I'm still, and I surrender to you. And that menucha is a pnimius. That menucha is not just the absence of work. It's not an opposite or a lack of something. It is creative. There's something creative that still happens on Shabbos. There's not creative motion and movement. There's creative stillness. And with it, tranquility and rest and peacefulness and genuine and true menucha. This is the week I know I feel it. So excited Yishai Ribo was with us for Shabbos. An incredible concert. It's two incredible concerts Sunday at BRS. What a wonderful Shabbos. Can't wait for this Shabbos Menucha to connect to him and through him to Eretz Yisrael, our brothers and sisters. And while we're in motion and while we're constantly working, to be able to lean into that stillness and for 25 hours have a Menucha. And with it, Yakiru Vanecha V'yedu. Let we and our children know, Ki Me'itcha Hi Menucha Sam. Hashem, I'm always going to be in movement. I'm always going to be in motion. I'm always going to be working and thinking I can attain, I can achieve, I can manipulate, I can control, unless ki me'itcha. Real peace comes me'itcha from you. Only when I submit and surrender to you, Hashem, ki me'itcha hi menuchasam. Real, it comes from you. Mirtz Hashem, we should all be zocha to a true menucha. Menucha that comes from Hashem, the peace and the serenity and the tranquility that only Shabbos provides. Because